November 16th, 1974, Globe, Arizona.
Saturday.
Saturday. This, yeah.
Good evening, Cooper is Ray.
So Ray's stunned with God. Yes, we see thy need. And we should answer in this manner, in this way. For each season, as the seven spirits of God created the earth, and they created the fowl of the air, and one said unto another, in the bleak cold months of the winter, we must place something there to remind man that spring should come. And each came forth with a different thought. And yet one. Looked forth upon the earth and said, there, unto this one, the cardinal, it shall come forth in the winter, and its color shall bring forth a warmth in the men's hearts, and its tone of voice shall be mellow and merry, and in this manner they shall know that the Lord has forgotten them not, and therefore they shall find pleasure in the time when the earth should sleep. And then come forth the time when the persecuted of the world came forth upon the new continent, this one you should call the Americans. And they set aside a day of thanksgiving unto the Lord. And they set aside a time at each meal that prayer should be given up unto the Lord for thanks for the bountiful food that should be placed before them. And they gave thanks unto the Lord and praise unto the Lord. And the Lord looked down upon them and said, for this nation shall be under the Lord, for it should become the new Israel of all the lands. And so the nation rose in strength Yet in their full memory they had seen the eagle's flight and the promise. That when the eagle flew would be the promise of the coming of the Messiah. And therefore they did make this the single symbol of their land. Yet in the winter time the eagle came forth. For is it not written, give praise unto the Lord, that the time of the seventh angel should not come in the winter time. What we say unto you, the fifth seal has been opened, and the fifth angel walks upon your earth. We should hand you a cardinal of hope. Grasp it up into your hearts and mind to know that the Lord shall bring forth the spring of your lives. For in all things there is a proper time for everything. There's a time to plant the garden and a time to weed the garden. And there's a time to harvest garden and a time to toil the soil once again. A time to store that which you have harvested. You brought forth the book without wings. Many doorways shall open and close before you. And as raindrops upon the desert, it shall spread. And until it covers the land, and some shall say many things, but none shall find fault within the thought. We shall give unto thee the cardinal of this day.